Influencer show, and today we have Mayor Kat back with us, talk about things that are happening over in Struthers, and to kind of give you an idea of, Kat visits us now about once a month to talk about, you know, a city that is pretty progressive, really sort of like civic oriented, and, you know, really takes care of the residents. And so when we take a template of how city treats those that are being governed, we template that out and become an example for other cities to follow. So we're going to share those good ideas amongst them. How are you doing today, Ms. Kat?
Not too bad. That was a good introduction. I liked that.
Yeah?
You just said, yes, absolutely.
All right, cool. So yeah, bring us up to speed. Anything since we last spoke that, that's happened over in good old Struthers?
Well, we have a couple of things going on. We actually had a community forum recently because we had some flooding issues in the city. As you guys know, we had a huge storm,
yes.
One that exaggerated a lot of the different areas that we had some issues on in, but we're handling them. We just wanted the public to know that we are on top of everything. We're doing everything we can from legislation. We're trying to work with a lot of different people in order to bring money into the city to really combat some of the troubled areas that we have in the city. So we had a forum. It went pretty well. Most of the people that were there had genuine questions, wanted to know what was going on. And then we had some other residents who were there who were obviously frustrated with some of the things going on. And we just wanted to talk some things out and let them know that we are on top of it and trying to do different studies and working with the county so that we're really... We want them to know we're aware of the problems, but we're actively trying to go after them. So I wouldn't even call them problems because we have a great system in place right now. And our water does recede faster than normal. We have great catch basins. They're cleaned regularly. We have just such a great staff down there at the wastewater treatment plant that really do a great job. So we just wanted everybody just to be more aware of what's going on in our city and really open up the lines of communication. So if you have a problem, if you have issues, whether it be stormwater, sewage water, call us. We'll come out and help you as best as we can. So we really want to try to open up those lines of communication.
So as mayor, like, not only do you have sort of like an operational duty, but you inherit every decision that's made prior to you.
Yes.
It's sort of like buying a house. Like, once you get in there, you see that maybe someone didn't feel like updating the mm-hmm. whatever box. And now when you stumble on, you're like, okay, well, it's my problem, right?
Yes.
I bought this house. And some of them are probably more delicate than others because, I mean, I'm imagining that you got, you know, civil engineers and,
yes.
and everybody has to come in to really look and say, okay, well, we can't dynamite the whole thing and
yeah.
start over. What's the best course of action to get a little bit better than it was before?
Yes. And I'll tell you, that's the approach that we're taking with every aspect of the city. I had a great relationship with Mayor Stocker and a lot of the previous administration, but we are not in the game of blaming anyone or trying to say it was anybody else's fault. We want to take the stance. Okay, what do we do now? What do we do from here? What can we do to be more progressive, to help problems in the future, and go from there? So we're not going to sit there and place the blame on anybody,
right?
Because that could just be a trickle down effect, and we're not doing that.
Yeah, and thankfully, like, Struthers is real close to a place where you could put the water if you can get the water mm-hmm. down to where it naturally goes anyway. Like, in Boardman's problems is there's nowhere to push it because
right.
they don't have natural runoff over that way.
Right.
So a little bit of a blessing there.
Yeah, but we're the last city before the river, so.
You get theirs too. Yay.
Yeah, we get the input from Boardman and from Poland as well. So any developments, anything like that, it's all getting funneled our way.
Yeah. Is there plans for like more retention ponds where you have these the more problematic areas, or what's sort of their angle on it?
We do. We have different ideas, but that's where we have to work with different engineers and different companies to come up with the plans and different. It's a cost thing too.
Yeah, for sure.
We have a great relationship with the county, with Pat Gennetti and the engineers department. We've been cutting down the inflow tremendously over the last couple of years. So we do have plans in place. We are making progress there too. So it's Mother Nature. It's somebody told me, why don't we just try to find money to put a dome over the city?
That's really cool. Like,
it is, but it's just hard. And I know how frustrating it can be for some of these residents.
Yeah.
I know one of my best friends lives on the corner of out right close to Struthers, and she gets flooded every time it rains. And I know how hard that is to deal with every time it rains. But this last rain that we had, was it exaggerated a lot of things for us. So.
Okay, so if the community needs some help and they can touch base with the city, and you guys at least have some contingencies or some stuff on the radar that you guys are...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we can let them know any of the plans that we have in place. And then we also, like I said, we want to open up the communication. So if you have problems, if it's something the city can help with, we'll be right there. That's one of the things our department does really well. If we have a complaint or a question, either Frank DeMarco or Guy Mariana, they go out and talk to the residents personally, face-to-face, so that they can try to help wherever we can. That's what we're there for.
And city council meetings are more constructive than griping about it on social media, right?
Yes. I believe so. Yeah, we have a great city council in place right now, and we're able to get a lot of things done because I think most of us are on the same page with that.
Okay. Well, yeah. School's back in session now. How's that process going, getting everything back to normal?
I'll tell you what, the city has such a great relationship with our school system, with our superintendent, our teachers, all the principals, the staff, all the way down to our maintenance people. We just really have a great relationship with everybody. And I truly trust, not just as the mayor, but as a mom of two kids that are in the school system, I trust Pete Perrone so much with the decisions he has made, especially going through everything last year. We had a lot of compliments, some from the Mahoning County Health Department saying that our school system, we should be very proud because they were able to handle all of the regulations and everything going on with COVID and really got us through a school year where our kids needed to be in person. But they had options there for us as well. I just think our school system really did a great job getting us through the last couple years, and they continue to do so. I know right now they have the policy that the masks are optional, but they are strongly encouraged. And I'll stand behind Pete on any decision he makes because I have that much trust in him and in our kids.
Yeah, and that's another compliment that I have is that he's not afraid to be on that more progressive end of mm-hmm. the sciences and the things, the programs that he brings into the school system. That's yes. one thing I really, you know, encourage more of those leadership, not to play it safe and just, you know, skate by, but to do stuff that yep. has a net gain.
Well, he's a Struthers boy too. And I know every time I call him or send him a text message, I know we just had a grant that went through through the Keep the Put a Lid on It campaign, and I sent him a picture of the screen on the computer, and I said, "Hey, you care if I apply for this?" And he's like, "Sure, if we get it, we'll figure out what to do." And we ended up getting it. But he's always, "Yes, let's try." I think he has a mindset, why not? Like his thing is, why not? Why couldn't we do it? He's always looking to try to partner and really make things good for our community, for our kids, for everybody in general. He's just phenomenal.
Yes. You're pretty good at scouting for those people who get stuff done. I noticed mm-hmm. that theme about your leadership. That's pretty good, you know, skill set to have.
Yeah, it's all about surrounding yourself with the right people and being willing to not just be the mayor of the city. It's being a member of the team and being a leader and trusting that those people that you put in those places can make decisions for you and for the city. But the collaboration we have with the schools is just, I can't speak any more highly of Pete and the entire staff.
So without a hitch, school's back in session now. What else going on? So the garbage collection, we were talking about the load off camera. So tell me about garbage collection.
Okay. So this has been a hot topic more recently on social media, and we had a couple hiccups as we expected. We worked with Republic Services. We've had a contract with them since 2007. This year, we decided to go out to bid, not just administration, but city council. We all decided that we needed to put this out to bid to see if we can get anything better, any other price-wise, and just see what's out there. Just a lot of times just to keep it an honest, open negotiation. So we went out to bid. We had a couple contracts come back, and there's some things that the garbage industry is going to be moving towards that we're not too, I don't want to say we're not too happy about, but it's coming and we're going to have to brace for it. But I know the companies do want to go completely touchless in the future, in the near future. And our residents, we have somewhat of an older population. Right. That's going to be hard for us to do. So we went through the bid, all of the bids, and there were some companies that right now we have unlimited service. So this service, we would have to pay for all of our bulk. And some of the cost, we had a company that was a little bit cheaper on the monthly end, but when you added the bulk into it, it was a little bit more expensive. And if you
put a couch or something out there, it would add to the cost.
Yeah.
So individuals cost or the collection?
No, individuals cost.
Okay.
But we met with city council and they, and we felt like, our best option was to extend the contract we had with Republic because it would allow us to keep our unlimited service. And we were able to get, one of the biggest things we wanted to do was go to the recycling bins, or I'm sorry, the recycling toters and get away from the bins.
Okay.
Because I most of the places, when you have those yellow bins or the green bins or whatever, and they're in the street, they're waiting to be picked up. If it's a windy day, even if a slightly windy day, that stuff is all up and down the streets. It gets stuck in our catch basins. It gets stuck in our lakes. It's all over the street. It just, it's a very messy way of
doing things. Good in theory, terrible in practice.
Yes. So one of the things that we had asked was that we get a recycling toter with a lid on it. Now we had some people who don't recycle, will not recycle, and that's fine. We want to encourage, the city wants to encourage people to recycle for obvious reasons. But we are in no way forcing anybody to recycle. It's just a neater, cleaner way of doing things. We feel like it's really going to help with a lot of the overall look of the city as well. So we're, if they don't want the recycling toters, we can come pick them up. It's not that big of an issue. One of the other things is that we have this 95-gallon tote for garbage that has to be used. And I know we have some residents who are frustrated about that because they have their own totes, they have their own garbage cans that they want to use, but we weren't able to negotiate that into the contract. We have to use their bins, and then we can still put out whatever else we want. So the contracts now are getting to just the toter. Everything has to be in, lid has to be closed, nothing else extra. We were able to keep the service where you can put the toter out, any extra bags. And then I know cardboard has been a hot topic. The cardboard can now go in our recycling toter. So that was something that we weren't able to collect before. But it's, we had a couple hiccups where some of the when they called into the customer service lines, they were told that it would be a $30 pickup if they didn't want it. And that was corrected. So we had a little hiccup there. And the cost per month went up if they were not paying for a toter. But it would have went up even more had we signed a new contract, which is hard to explain too. So everybody right now in the city of Struthers is paying $14.08 a month, which comparatively to other cities and other other townships, other villages, is a very good price. And I know I got the question a lot, well, why can't we just choose our own provider? Why can't we just, well, then we run into the problem. I don't know that that would ever be a good idea for our city. Because then you would have residents who were getting woken up every morning with the trash.
Can trucks. I share a story with you real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
My development is serviced by three different companies. You can choose mm-hmm. whatever you want. We pay about $33 a month for trash pickup. And you're right, 5:30, three nights, mm-hmm. 3 days every week is someone yep. coming down the road. So even if you have to tolerate some of those extra mm-hmm. costs, it's still way lower than yes. that. Because those three companies, they do price compete, but it's nowhere near what you what the city can negotiate on a block or a bulk buy.
No, not at all. And I also, I talked to my husband about it. He works for the county, and he's like, Kat, but you got to remember, you have, not only are you getting woken up in the morning, but you have different trucks tearing up your roads all the time. Instead of sending one truck down the road on one day a week, you're sending four different trucks, and they're really beating up the roads. So that's something I didn't even look at, but we really feel like we have something good in place. I know it was something that our administration and city council were both on the same page with. We know there are some things that are frustrating to our residents, but had we done anything else, it would have been way more frustrating for not only for the cost, but just for the overall process of it. So we really have good communication with them right now. I've done a couple ride-alongs with some of our drivers, and a couple of our drivers live in the city. So they do take pride in what they do. It's the fifth most dangerous job in the nation right now is being a trash collector. And the things that they're moving towards, it's coming with the touchless. It's coming. And I know of some places that they have, not only do they have to pay for their toter, but they have to pay for the specific bags that go in the toter. And if your lid isn't closed completely, you get fined. If you're not using the right bags, you get fined. So our system is very, we feel is very good for our residents right now at this present time. So we're, it may be something in 5 years we're going to have to look at again, but right now this is our best option is going with this company.
Yeah. And what I like about you coming and doing stuff like this and you being very open and public, saying things publicly, sharing that information, reasonable people can like chew on what we just talked about there mm-hmm. and become reasonable and not upset. I mean, a lot right. of time residents will see their situation and when their costs go up or their service goes down,
right.
they can't take in consideration the rest of the world or the rest of the cities right. around us. They can't have an appreciation for what the city is doing to fight to keep the costs right. low in spite of everything. So.
Right. And this was a long drawn out process. And I did forget to add, we were able to keep our bag service. So if we have some of the elderly population that can't bring the toter out to the end of the street or end of the driveway there, they're still able to use the bag service. So that's another option we were able to keep. But that is something, too, that all the companies are going to be getting away from. But we were able to keep that.
Beautiful. The summer movie series has come to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. And Struthers was a fine host to put these off over in Monthly Park. I enjoyed doing it. I think it was, one of the best series that we've ever done, even from way back. So I really appreciate working with you guys and doing that. I'm sure appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this next year.
Yes, we would love to. I know our park supervisor, Bob Clyde, is really, really likes this aspect of it. And it's something new and exciting that we're doing. We're hoping next year we'll have a lot more people. I know you added some little things here and there to some of the shows beforehand
yeah.
that I personally loved. I got heckled by a comedian a little bit, but that was fun. The kids loved it. And the people, they really engaged the audience
yes.
And did a great job. And I had a lot of compliments from the neighbors around for some of the music choices that you had on as well. So we're excited. We just want to next year plan ahead of time so we're not getting into school and football
yeah and I'd like next year to pick maybe three different movies with three different age groups and mm-hmm. let maybe those age group have a say in what movie we select. We can kind of look on
idea.
There and vote for it within the schools. We did a good job. I think the Godzilla and Kong, we stuck to kind of Marvel, those yeah. blockbuster type things, and then we had Tom and Jerry for the little mm-hmm. ones, and I wanted to cater to each one of those age groups a
yeah.
little bit separately, but that was sort of my choice. And I'm thinking maybe we should have asked a little bit what people
yeah.
wanted to see this summer.
Well, we would get cooperation with the schools for sure. They
Excellent.
Would be involved in that. And that may bring a little bit more of interest to them to be there as well.
Okay. Anything yeah. on the economic development front? Any new businesses move into town? Anything you could think of?
We had a new business, Struthers Nutrition, move into downtown Struthers. We're very excited for it. I'm personally excited for it because I love their cheese. My husband goes there for lunch every once in a while. But he the shake and the tea, that's good to go for a lunch for him. I know they've had a lot of foot traffic down there. We're working on some parking options down there. And there's a little bit of confusion right in the beginning, but we're very big on communicating with our business owners and making sure they're comfortable. If they need anything, we're there to try to help or try to solve some problems. But we're working with a consulting company, KO Consulting, who I'd like to bring on next time we're here, because they'll be able to dive in a little bit more of it as to what the plans we have going forward.
Where'd they end up going? What building is new? Struthers Nutrition?
They're on the very corner, right at the light. So right next to Dominic Leone's, his office right there on the corner.
Okay.
So it used to be
a
tattoo
office,
shop.
Right? Oh, no, I'm thinking the wrong place. So.
The law office is still there.
Okay. Gotcha.
Judge Leone's, his private practice is there, but it used to be a tattoo shop. So
okay.
right on the end there, we have three younger owners who are very, very great to work with. We have, like I said, constant communication with them, but they understand the big picture and what we're trying to do in Struthers, and they jumped in early. So we're excited to have them.
And that's cool. When I got into business there, most of my peers were in their 50s and 60s. You didn't mm-hmm. just see younger people getting into business. And so my big fear is that group would retire, there were really no young people to come in and take their place and run business. I was afraid that everything was going to be a franchise mm-hmm. and everything was going to be run outside of the city. So to inspire groups within the city to
yes.
start something there. That's yeah. an amazing feat there.
And we do, we have some, I would say, I don't want to call them veteran business owners there. But we obviously have Donavito's and Salas, who are kind of like a cornerstone for our downtown. But we have a lot of younger people too, who are kind of even playing off each other. We have Dylan Schmidt from Iron Fit Crew, who just had Struthers Nutrition at their golf outing, giving away free drinks and really trying, they're cross promoting each other, which is great. And
heck yeah,
the younger mindset of everybody kind of playing off each other is, they're really ahead of the game, I think, personally, because we have one on up close to Youngstown Pullen Road. They're in downtown Struthers, but there's good relationship forming there. And that's really.
So now, do you like being the example or the template that other cities will try to like duplicate?
Absolutely. I do. I know we have good communication with some of the other cities, and I have no problem if I see something that I think may work, or if anybody in our city sees something somewhere else, they'll say, "Kat, what do you think about this?" I'm like, "Sure, why not?" Like I said before, why not? Why can't we do that in the city of Struthers? But really using different ideas. I know Derek McDowell from Youngstown Flea, he posts some things here and there, and I'll comment, I'm stealing this. And he was like, "It's called creative borrowing."
Yes, said, right. Okay, Derek. But cite the originator and we're good.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think as a whole, the county really doesn't, we kind of play off of each other when it comes to different ideas like that. I know I have a great relationship with Mayor Ben Kyle from Hubbard, and we'll text back and forth and different ideas and different things popping up. But it's a good system. I think we have a place here in the county.
Beautiful. Anything else you want to let everybody know before we close things down, or we hit all your topics?
I think we hit all the topics. Our football team is 2-0 right now. Got a big game on Friday. Can't think of anything else.
Okay, beautiful. So we'll put another show together next month after the holiday and everything get back together. We'll talk about economic development and having your guests come out here, and we'll throw things around for the future of Struthers when it comes to business. So
sounds cool. Good.
All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. I appreciate it. We'll see you next time here on the Influencer Show.
Thank you.